This is a dictation for patient Tanveer Nazir. T like Tom, A-N, V like Victor, E-E-R. Nazir, N-A-Z-I-R. Date of birth is 5/22. '75. Date of service is 1/9/2024. The patient presents himself for various symptoms and complaints, especially pain in the neck, which is 9, lower back pain, which is 9, with radiation to both upper arms and the left leg front and back in L3, L4, and S1, S2 nerve distribution, and then pain in both the shoulders. The left shoulder is 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, and patient can maximally do forward flexion and abduction up to 90 degrees, beyond which he experienced pain. The right shoulder pain level is only 5 and is improved, and he can do up to 140 degrees in abduction and forward flexion. Pain level remains at 9. ADLs are affected 9. 80% relief is reported by the patient with using all the physical therapy medications and injections and all that. Please review the chart for the ADLs for system review, additional history, current pain medications, substance abuse, and compliance history. In the physical examination, please mention pulse, blood pressure is 129/81, pulse is 83, pulse ox is 97. The rest of the exam is same from previous visit of 12/12/2023, dictation number 1218-068. And diagnosis are the same plan. The patient is having a little bit more better mood, but he complains about memory issues. He's being prescribed Namenda 5 milligram daily for now. The patient will be seeing a neurologist next week, and so he will be getting rest of the medication from them. I've also provided him Imitrex tablet 50 milligram PRN to be taken for headaches only, severe headaches. Patient is also prescribed following medication, which is Protonix, Celebrex is provided 200 milligram a day for pain relief, healing, and heal up inflammation. Prilosec is provided for stomach protection. Tramadol is provided for 50 milligram PRN for pain relief. Zoloft is provided 50 milligram 1 to 2 tablets for relief of anxiety, panic, and depression. Xanax is provided 50 milligram for anxiety relief. Gabapentin is provided for neuropathy, radiculopathy, headaches. Patient is also provided with a compounding cream. He is using back brace, cold back. The patient was found to have atelectasis of the left lung, but now breathing is good, breath sounds are good, patient is able to breathe well. And the patient has been advised based on the MRIs, injections to the left shoulder, including bursa injection, intra-articular injection, and lumbar epidural times 4 and cervical epidural injection time 2. The patient has not made a decision if he wants to get them, but his option B has been informed to him in great detail, and so is the surgical options. If the patient chooses to return back with the wanting for having the lumbar epidural and shoulder injection, we'll be more than happy to do it. He does report mood being off, and he's worrying a lot, and he does drive a limousine, which he's not able to. And he's also seeing a psychiatrist by the arranged by the caseworker. So that'll continue. Please review the chart for the pain level is 9. ADLs are affected 9. 30% improvement is reported by the patient. So all of this is all same, all done. And treatment will continue. Physical therapy continues for this patient 3 times a week. He's also found to have a left sacroiliitis. The right sacroiliitis is not present. Only the Faber test, Gonsalin test were found positive at the left side. Slight tenderness on compressing the iliac bones. Although both shoulders are involved, only the left needs more care. And left knee has a meniscus tear. And patient is advised to have series of injections for the left knee also. And the patient is not very forthcoming for this treatment, injection treatments, which is fine. He remains disabled for work and housework, transportation and case management. Thank you. We'll be seen in 30 days' time.